Welcome to the show. Veronica Charnell Media produces the Melon Cafe podcast. We are producing quality stories for entertainment, lifestyle, and business audience. Creating quality stories is the core of who we are. Search Veronica Charnell Media on Newsbreak to read our feature articles. You can also visit the Melon Cafe podcast website at meloncafemedia.com. You are now entering the Melon Cafe Lounge. Enjoy the show. Hey, what's up, everybody? It is Friday, and it is your girl. Yes, it is me, She Y. I am back again another week, and I hope you joined me last week and listened to the show. Let me introduce myself for those of you who are new.
Hello. Hola.
I am Veronica Charnell, the host of The Lady Ball Show and the creator. ¿Cómo está? For me, muy bien. Virtually, let me tell you, gracias. So when it comes to God, when it comes to Jesus, Jesus, mi casa, su casa at that point, huh? Especially when it comes to Jesus, which is Jesus' house, the house of the Lord. We are brothers and sisters in Christ, in Jesus, across generational gaps, across countries. It doesn't matter. We are united as one through the Holy Spirit, right? Through the body of Christ. And let me go ahead and say it. We stand supporting Israel. I was watching something. If I may get into this real quick, and I'm going to talk about something before we get into the jam flow. Is that okay? The music flow. Is that okay? To my season things. We have some Palestinians in the United States. Everybody knows that. And a lot of people is cautious of them, of course, since 9/11. Of course. But they was rallying in Raleigh, North Carolina, saying they wanted the United States to stand with them coming up against Israel. And they wanted to abolish Israel altogether. If you, like me, your mind went to the book of Exodus. Your mind went to the Old Testament. How many times have other nations have tried to wipe out Israel? And so, yeah, I'm going to give you time to think, give you time to talk. So I also begin to think about my own culture. Like, how many times have certain cultures and nations have tried to exterminate Black people? Same thing. Or Native Americans. It's amazing how the spirit of the devil is always trying to destroy and wipe out God's creation. That's all he can do, right? Exactly. So I was also thinking this. I was like, they want the United States to come up against Israel. United States, the White House actually had blue and white lights on to show we'll support you. And I really think that made the Hamas over there upset, because we're finding out each day more and more Americans are coming up deceased, which is heartbreaking. But personally, I was like, now how can I come up against Israel when I believe in Israel's God? This is a Christian platform, a Christian radio station, right? So for us, we recognize God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Our Savior is Jesus, which is basically a descendant of Israel, which is basically, because Jesus came from the tribe of Judah, which is basically what? They cousin. I go up against Israel, I'm going up against Israel's God. I have read the scriptures that show how Israel's God has fought for them before. I have also read the scriptures how Israel's God whipped their hind parts when they turned away from their teaching. Remember the story of Eli, right? I believe, according to what Jesus said, a lot of us do. I'm the one that believe and have not seen, the Beatitudes. A lot of us have grew up hearing the preachings and the teachings from the Bible, King James Version. For me, King James Version. What version do you read? International, the New Kenya. Everybody got their little different versions. That's cool. As long as it don't deviate or change the original Word of God. The reason why I want to bring it up real quick, that I'm going to get back on track. Let us not forget, in the book of Revelation, in the King James Version, search for it. God actually speaks about what he would do to people if anyone was to change his word. He said, you know, heaven and earth would pass away, but his word is not going to change. Don't rewrite. Walk with caution, people, okay? Go into Revelation towards the end and read what God said he would do to those who change his word. He ain't playing. I believe Israel, God is God. And what we say in church, beside him, there is no other. None before, no after. He's Alpha and Omega. All my teachings has been about the Hebrews. It has been about the Israel, the Jews. They're all in the Bible. Now, we also see other nations within the Bible as well. Let us not forget Israel's sons, especially the tribe of Judah, and his other son name. Listen, don't get offended. I can't pronounce it. But I did some research on him. His name start with a Z. That one. Yeah. He mingled with Gentiles. And his tribe was close to the tribe of Judah. And they hung around the coast. There was some mixture going on, okay? They didn't just stay to themselves, so they weren't really funny acting like some people say they are, okay? But if I turn my back on them, then I have to throw away the Bible. And ladies and gentlemen, saints, you know I'm not throwing away my cousin. You know I call the King James Version my cousin. You know I can't, you might as well throw the Bible in the trash. Then what am I going to believe in then? Child, get somewhere and sit down. Another thing I would like to ask. If you know this country is for or pro for who you have labeled as thine enemy, why are you in this country? I am not going to go anywhere where Native Americans, Cherokees, and African Americans, black folks, is not welcome. You can kiss my sanctified, yeah, before I do that. Oh, glory to God. See how the Holy Ghost just grabbed me? Pray for me. You see how it grabbed me real quick? It was like, hold now, wait a minute, girl. This is a Christian platform. Listen, the God is yet still pruning and purging. I'm not doing that. Now, don't hurt me because I chose to keep the Bible and the teachings that I've been taught. I mean, we're not trying to hurt you. Well, I'm sitting back listening and watching this news, and I'm seeing how Israel was minding their own business. They should have been watching their enemy like the Word of God said. Yeah. Yeah, because your enemy was too quiet. I saw in the news they've been planning this for 2 years. See, with me, you can be quiet. You can lay low all you want. My eyes and my ears going to be wide open and listening out and looking. I can be happy and have a party. I'm still watching. Ladies and gentlemen, don't ever drop your guard. Let's get into the music for them. I'm going to come back and talk about something real quick. Oh, yeah. Let's go. Hello, everyone. Thank you for keeping it locked to the Melon Cafe podcast. I do want to take a quick break, a moment, to talk to you about an app. A self-care app that has been working wonders in my life, in my daily routine. So do you have an Apple Watch? If you do not, ma'am, sir, I'm going to need you to go get an Apple Watch because this app is only found on the Apple Watch Pro. products. So basically, it's a built-in app called the Mindfulness. So let me tell you something about this Mindfulness app. It includes a deep breathing experience, as well as a new feature called Reflect, which is intended for you to take moments throughout your day to stop. Yes, I said it. Just take a quick moment, pause for the calls, put everything on hold, put your electronics down, and have a mindful moment with the breathing sessions or reflecting. Reflect basically is a written prompt that guides you through a kind of thoughtful frame of mind. It's soothing, its energetic animation guides you to a more present and mindful moment. The breathing sections, let me tell you, you follow the animation as it expands with the inhale and contracts with each exhale. You can choose to receive a reminder to start a session at the beginning or the end of your day, or at scheduled times. Sets a breathing rate ranging from 4 breaths per minute to 10 breaths per minute. Let me tell you something. Everything you do in the Mindfulness app can be tracked in minutes in the health and fitness apps on your iPhone. So I'm going to say it again. Let me make you think about something. Do you have an Apple Watch? Have you been considering purchasing an Apple Watch? Ma'am, sir, I'm going to need you to get up on that so you can entertain and participate in this mindfulness moment. With the breathing exercises, let me tell you what it's done for me. I felt so different at the end. And I realized, oh my God, not only did it feel good, but I felt so much calmer. I was ready to start my next task. We have so much going on in our mind. So much going on in our lives, we need to take a moment to stop and reflect, and we need to take a moment to breathe. So it's the Mindfulness apps, only on Apple Watch. Y'all, welcome back. Hope you're enjoying the music so far. Thank you for keeping it locked to Lady Boss Show on Soar Radio. I just want to pop in, give you a quick little break. This is the midday, and it's Friday leading up to your weekend, and some of you already started your weekend early. So the retail industry is always 3 months ahead, and I'm seeing all this Christmas stuff coming out, and Halloween ain't here yet, right? Well, I don't celebrate Halloween. I skip it. I go immediately to Thanksgiving. If I do participate in a Halloween event, I'm going to be somebody biblical, a biblical person or character, or I'm going to find something from the 80s. I guarantee it. Okay? So I just chose to go straight to Thanksgiving. And I'm seeing all this Christmas stuff. And so my mind began to think about, what's my word for the new year? I'm thinking about, oh my God, new year, tax season, here we go, it starts all over again. Every year I come up with a new word, a word that helps me, something I need to work on within this year, or a phrase. How many of you do that? I do, and I like it. I get a kick. Sometimes I'm embarrassed. When I get to the middle of the year, I forget what my word is, and then the Holy Ghost bring it back to me. Come through, Holy Spirit, bringing all those things back to my remember Anna Lawrence. But listen, what came to me last night is the word refining. And I want to talk real briefly, real short. I mean, super short. I'm going to try to say what I need to say and get on down, because I don't want to make it glad twice. So, refining, I began thinking about what T.D. Jakes be talking about, the olive oil, the prune. You know, he does scriptures and sermons about that, about the pressing and the pressure. True. But I thought about refining is doing it over, like a rebirth, reborn, a sharpening of a cast iron and molding and shaping, right? Well, that's what refining. I said, God is refining me. He's doing that right now to me. I don't know what he's doing to you in your life. You have to tell your own testimony and be not ashamed.
But he's refining me for a purpose that's building towards what he has for me. So a lot of times that's why God allows the enemy to come in and do certain things, but he can't do but so much. It's refining you. It's refining me. I believe my word is refining for next year. I want to make you think real quickly. Have you even thought about your one word? Do you do that? Every time a new year comes in, you say, my word is consistent. Or my word is be intentional. Or a phrase. Something that will give you a goal to work on for the next year. I'll have you start thinking about it now. I think refining going to be for me. But what the Lord has also brought to my mind is this is why the enemy brings stumbling blocks. To throw us off track. Get us distracted. From what? The refining. It's like a refining factory. You know, when we get refined is when we make a decision to turn from our wicked ways and to look towards God. You got to make a decision to want to pray, to seek God's face, to say, you know what? I'm not doing this. To be a man, to be a woman, and say, I ain't doing this. You're turning. You make a decision. So if something comes to influence and to influence you and say, hey, turn back over here. You need some money? I got the money you need. All you got to do is X, Y, and Z. Would you do it? Would you drop your standards? If you have, ladies and gentlemen, if you have ever done that, it would be great if you will turn from that and repent, number one. Number two, you have been distracted and been tricked and fooled. You're sowing a bad seed. You don't want to reap what you sow. And it has taken you off course. You're not being refined and changed and pruned towards what God have for you. Instead, you on a wrong path, baby. Now he done took you out of the refinery, away from getting that land flowing with milk and honey, away from a God that can give you anything. There's nothing he cannot do. Don't let things or people influence and distract you. Something to think about. I told you I was going to be super short. Let's get back into the music flow.